with this list. Something to Whatever Face Podcast.
Oh, but you at least got to get the name right.
Is that
not
it?
Whatever Face. Is that what it's called?
Right. That's what they said it was called. Okay, Whatever Face Podcast.
What up? What up? I have Oprah Winfrey face and Gail King face here with me on tonight's episode.
Can y'all hear?
Ah, I can't.
Wait, what did I miss? Damn.
Good people. I called you and Renata Oprah Winfrey and Gail King. So that's all. That's all. That's all.
Well, which one of us is Oprah and which is Gail? Because I don't want to be Gail. Gail be
That's
Ashley.
For y'all to figure it out. That's for y'all to figure out. Y'all can fight over who's who.
Nah, Oprah,
you
don't
want to
be Gail.
Because Oprah's like, you can't go out like that.
Y'all can argue. I have the future doctor. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise him.
Yes. And we thank
bless
him.
Bless the Lord. And I have.
And we thank him.
And we listen. Won't he do it? Won't he will?
Won't he will?
And I have.
Yeah.
And I have. I'm not gonna call him Mary Kay because it's bigger than Mary Kay. RDC.
RDC face.
Right. How are you doing, beloved?
Renata gonna be giving out white Lincolns or what is it? What is it? What do they give out? Cadillac.
Just make sure I'm in the number.
That's a good question. I forgot. All the things. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car.
Oh, she's definitely the Oprah in this. I got it.
Yeah.
I'll be Gail.
You see how that worked out? You see how God looked out for you?
Yes.
You see how he looked out for you?
I set that up lovely. I set that up. I did. Yes, sir.
Yo, kid, what up?
I'm still pleased.
Say hi.
Mommy.
Girl, that's what he was trying to do with you. I think he was trying to get you filled up on some appetizers and liquor and then get home to slapping cheeks.
Hey, man, slide and divide, and we bless him. Thank you for that word, Minister Tara. Thank you for that word, slide and divide, and we bless him. Ladies, I want to say Happy Women's Day. I don't know why just the day for you guys.
It's the entire month, but this is a specific day.
Yeah, but I don't know why they say Women's Day when it's Women's Month. Salute to you, ladies.
Thank you. Thank
Doing
you so much.
Dizzle.
You Salute to your bomb ass wife who gave you two beautiful children. She's a superhero.
I mean, I helped her.
You did, but it's not about you.
Dang. Today's International Women's Day.
That's why I'm sitting. That's why I'm sitting in front of the sign. Blessed is she, huh? Who believes that the Lord will fulfill His promise to her, huh? On a Zoom history month. Make me get my word on tonight.
Uh huh. I've got words for tonight. I don't know if it's the word, but I've got words. Goddamn.
Listen, I gave you all fair warning that we are across the street tonight, and I wanted your honest opinions. So I'm not going to prolong the night.
Mommy.
We're going to have this discussion about Love is Blind in its entirety. Praise God.
Let's get the getting, because I told you I got words. Belligerent words.
I'm going to do this way. Ladies, have you watched Love is Blind prior to this season?
Yes.
Any previous season?
Yes. I've been watching since Lauren and Cameron got together.
Okay. Del Carmen, what about you?
Every season.
Okay.
From 1 to 6.
I'm glad you said that because I'm going to do a lot of references back to previous episodes. It is a guilty pleasure of mine, not going to lie. I was hoping. Shout out to Ferns. Yeah, man. That's a guilty pleasure. Shout out to Ferns, who's supposed to be here, but he's called to his other ministry in terms of church on tonight. He was supposed to be a part, but I do want to get into this discussion about Love is Blind. Season 6, I would like to ask both of you first, would you ever be a contestant on Love is Blind?
Renata, wasn't this a topic of conversation in the Swallowologist chat?
It was, because I followed the casting page that posts. Mm-hmm. They're doing casting for the show. They actually just posted casting for Minnesota.
I don't live there.
You said Swallowologist? I'm sorry, Renata. You said that. We're not gonna move past that. Just, you said Swallowologist.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Yes. So for clarification, when we were doing Ladies Night across the street at the Hello Beautiful People podcast, we were talking about a swallowologist. It's an actual profession. And it just stuck and became the name of our ladies group chat. So,
well, you get swallowed up.
Have you ever been swallowed?
Renata, you got to come off mute so we can hear this laughter. You ain't going to crash your car. You ain't going to crash your car.
You are not allowed to go on mute for the rest of the evening.
Yeah.
At all.
That mute button don't work tonight. And we bless him.
H, you don't have like controls of people being muted or unmuted like Zoom?
Oh, no, I can. I'm on muter. Don't worry.
Please.
Don't worry. She not going to stay on mute. I promise you that.
I can't.
So, Swallowologist, please, for those that are not in the group chat, please give us a quick synopsis of your Swallowologist profession that you broke down that is now the name of your group chat.
I mean, I didn't break it down. She's just somebody who could teach you how to swallow.
Huh? Don't teach me. Don't talk to me like that. I got 2 kids. Don't talk to me like that. I'm a man with 2 kids. Don't talk to me like that.
Well, I'm talking about the people. It's a woman's group chat. So for people, the women who need to learn how to swallow.
Praise him. Praise him. I heard there was a ministry for that. And we bless it.
There is. There's a profession for that.
Amen. Rada, what's the date for steak and BJ's? What's the date?
Ooh.
March 14th.
Next Praise him. Thursday. It's coming up. Yeah. Look how God works. You see that? What's up? Look how God works.
Yep.
So in the Swallowologist.
You are stuck on this. Can we get back to Love is Blind, please?
We're moving. We're progressing the conversation. But I have
to. Where's Kevin Bond?
Swallowologist. So
where is Kevin Bond when you need him?
You both will be contestants, Renata.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely a contestant. So here's the thing about it, though, right? I've not until this season, this current season. I don't believe there's been anyone prior that's been on the show that is a parent. So I was always leery of that, but in all honesty, I don't even think they cast people in my age group. So there's that.
I'm sure they do.
Well, they haven't thus far.
So, all right.
But okay, so here's my thing. I'm iffy on whether or not I'd be a contestant. I am all for finding love, right? But I'll be damned if a nigga think he gonna play in my face like
like
can
what
you
we done
slow
seen
walk
thus
this,
far.
Please, before you get to the, can we slow walk this?
No, I'm just talking. I'm just no, but not just this season. It has been all the seasons where they get up there and smile and act like everything is all.
See, God blocked it. God blocked it. You see? You see? God, he blocked it.
Is that see, what
even
that
kid,
was?
Even kid is devastated by it. Like, I forgot what their names were. I'm going to look them up in a second, but
you stopped
you just
that,
stopped playing my
you
face.
Stopped that played in my face like all, and then you froze at all. So we didn't hear what you said after all.
I said not only just this season, but in previous seasons.
You better get that baby a donut. You better get that baby a donut.
Sickness.
Get that baby a donut.
All right, I'll be right back.
Get that baby a donut.
But the thing, to be honest, right, in terms of like how these scenarios play out, people have, people as in previous show guests or whatever they're called, they've, because I was about to say contestants, and I don't even know, at this point it's a whole game, they've complained, for lack of better terms, about the way this whole process plays out on camera versus what happens in person. And it has to, right, to create a show that people will watch. So
we got a show to produce.
Right. So I'm always kind of like, I know it's cut a certain way based on, like, even I don't play a major role in the show and I don't have any speaking parts, but I'm on a show that was on Bravo and is currently on Netflix in the first episode. And the way it's portrayed,
what's that
me
show,
arriving,
show, Sister Soldier? What's the show? So,
I can't stand you, not Sister Soldier.
I just want to know.
Blood, Sweat, and Heels. It's Blood, okay. Sweat, and Heels. Okay. So, when you see it, right, like the last part, like it's completely flipped. Like they play the end of it where I'm in the end of it first, and the beginning where I walk in after that. So I'm like, if they could do that and flip this whole scene to work for what they wanted it to work for, what do they do with these shows that we watch and get so hung up on the storyline and it's not even close to what actually happened?
So I want to ask you two both a question. I want to know if you agree with me. In order to make it on, I feel like, to get TV time on Love is Blind, you either have to A, be involved in a love triangle, B, be someone that someone's into you, but they're really not into you, but they're trying to give you a chance, and or three, like my man Buzz said in Home Alone, A, B, and three. Three, you have to be really in love, because outside of that, there's no show. Would you guys agree? Those three categories?
I believe so.
I think I would agree with all of those and a few other things as well. You have to have the personality for it. Like you you have to see it interesting. Like people, you have to make it so that people want to watch you, because there are many other couples who are on the show who have gotten engaged and just didn't get screen time because they just weren't captivating enough. And then you see the people who are single on the show who didn't get love matches, who we still see and interact with at the gatherings or the get-togethers, like Mackenzie from this season or Diamond from another season. You get what I'm saying?
So my question after watching Love is Blind for a couple seasons is, what happens to the people that they don't show? Like the people that they always show in the break rooms having conversations with all the people that they are showing, what happens? What happens?
It really is a break room.
Like, you're not going to fool me. You're not sleeping in the same house. Y'all can go off set and come back on in your pajamas, because I've been paying attention everywhere. The sets, like, come on, you're not gonna fool me. But that's my question. What happens to those people that don't get the camera time and we don't hear anything about them, like the people that you're mentioning?
Well, here's the thing. So from last season, right? Not the current season that's on now, but last season, there was a couple that they ended up dating and got engaged. And they didn't get as much screen time, but they ended up breaking up a couple of months after the show because, come to find out, he was very abusive. Like, he was physically abusive. So, I mean, people date, but also they just weren't interesting enough to keep the camera on. They were good in the pods, but not great.
Okay. So, I played this game maybe episode or two ago with my my homegirl, and this is perfect that both of you are from New York, so I'm going to play the same game with you. And the game is, what questions would you ask in the pod? Del Carmen, you're off mute first, so I'll let you answer first. What questions would you ask in the pod?
What questions would I ask in the pod? Does Jesus know you?
Absolutely, Renata! Absolutely, Renata!
What else?
Are you praying to Jesus or the universe?
Right. I need to know what your relationship is like. What is love? What I need them to define love for them in their life. Who holds them accountable? What is their expectation for their life? Like, what do they envision? Sorry, it's New York City. What do they
listen?
I was just about to say that.
Don't
you just said that they're both women from New York City.
Yeah, come on, knock it off. All right. Outside noise is welcome. This means this is a real thing. It's not manufactured. We're getting real life.
We are not scripted.
That's the problem. Too many of these shows are scripted. But I think I would be more in the pod. I would be more focused on life goals, because at the end of the day, you could ask all. I find they ask a lot of questions, like about hobbies and how they like to spend their time, and try to get as much info as possible about what they look like or what they could potentially be like. But for me, it's about the life goals and like what their cultural norms are.
Okay, Renata,
like,
you doing it? Renata, you are doing this thing where you're talking to me in your work voice, and I want you to talk to me in your West Indian Day Parade around people voice. I need you, because you're giving me cold switch right now.
But
I need you to give me.
That is the truth.
All right, so here we go. I'm about to turn up on you right now. All right, bet. I heard you. All that other stuff you said was great. Now, if you were AD from this current season and you were asked, well, how do you look in the pods? How would you respond and go?
Why are you asking me that when you know this is not what that's about? So let's refocus.
You see how easy that was?
Let's circle back. Let's circle back to my original question. Does Jesus know you?
You see how easy that was? Listen, I am here to antagonize. You hear me?
I love this for you. I don't know if I love it for me, but I love it for you. I want to know if AD in that predicament, in that specific circumstance, knew that she was talking to a black man. You think she knew she was talking to a black man?
So I do this thing where I try to
guess. The same way she knew Matthew was white.
I'm gonna get to your Bronx how you would answer one of these questions, because I'm dying to hear that.
My first thing would be, how ugly? Yeah, how ugly sucks.
So conceptually, like I said on a previous part, conceptually it's dope. Trying to get in a relationship where you take out the superficials and it's just based off of connection, emotional connection. I love all that for them. Now, I struggle with how are we supposed to get married if I don't know what you look like. I get the emotional stuff is great. We vibing, we getting great conversation, we in a zone. I get that. But I can't be like trying to figure out what you look like and you ain't nothing like what your voice say. Especially if you doing the job interview voice where it's not your authentic self.
I mean, but that's exactly what happened with Amy and Johnny this season. He was not her normal type at all. At all. Same thing with what's Jimmy and Chelsea? Hey. She was definitely.
I feel like when people.
She was not. She wasn't it.
I feel like when people's energy changes after the pause, it's because they're not attracted to them. Like
absolutely.
I don't think some of them are even attracted to who they say they want to date, meaning gender. But that's another story.
Okay.
That's season one all over again with Diamond and what's their name? What was the bisexual man name? What's his name?
I know his name was about.
Yeah.
But we don't fact check up here. We just go with the flow. So if his name was Mark and it wasn't Mark, guess what? It's gonna be Mark for the sake of this pod.
All I know is that he told her leave out was terrible. Listen, ain't no way.
Carlton. His name was Carlton.
Carlton.
His name was Carlton. Yeah, he was. Yeah. That's something I feel like.
Here's the thing that I've observed about the pods, right? They attempt to eliminate the superficial, which is not asking about looks or not seeing looks, but people get into the pods and are still shallow as hell. Well, what's your favorite color? Bitch, how is my favorite color going to tell me if I'm going to make during another pandemic? Are we going to be like Risa M. Tisa, or are we going to survive? They are still so superficial, and it's like, how y'all find all these people in tech sales? Yeah. That was like the main job of this season. Like, what are y'all recruiting? Who are y'all looking for? Like, what is happening?
So, one of the things
that's like,
mommy.
Good, Ron.
I was gonna say that's like last season with the whole scenario. I can't even remember their names right now. Where the girl, they thought she casted herself to be what's his name? Ugwe. That whole scenario with the girl.
I think her name was Laura and Ushe.
Ushe. That they already knew each other and they were trying to figure out like if she came on the show on purpose. Like how does that even happen when you're casting random people?
There's no way the producers didn't know. They knew. They just needed something to stir up that season. And all of this stuff is partially scripted. They went from having clear glasses to now they only have these gold cups. These niggas don't drink water, so they're always inebriated. They barely feed. They knew.
My wife hated those cups so much. She said every episode, yo, do they take these cups with them? Because how you at the carnival and got the same cups you had in the pod? Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. I'm confused at your cup choice. Get a red solo cup and keep it moving.
Yep.
Well, but they changed those cups so that they could keep the continuity with filming. So if they cut the scene or switch it up or however they do it, you can tell that something is off by how much liquid is in their cup.
I think they also didn't want to show anybody else giving their dog wine from their cup and then drinking from it too. Because one of the contestants did that. They did. She did. She did. She went home. She was sitting there talking to the man. Mark. She was talking to Mark. I can't remember her name, but she was dating that young Hispanic guy. He was like 27 and she was like 34. And she was sitting there talking, had herself a glass of wine, and then handed the glass to the dog to let the dog lick and drink from it. And then put that same cup back to her lips. I was like, oh!
Oh! Yeah. I went to college with a bunch of people that statute of limitations is over on this. Shout out to Peter and all my good folks.
Yeah.
Are you dumb?
Yeah. I went to school with a couple people that dogs had edibles. They enjoyed this spring arts party just as much as we did. But yeah, still healthy though. Healthy as a button.
Wow.
So Love is Blind season 6. I'm gonna slow walk this before we get to the couple that frustrated me. But so here's my thing. Chelsea, Jimmy, Sarah, and what was the guy's name? Trevor?
Yes.
Okay.
No. It wasn't Sarah. It was Jessica.
Jessica. Yes. Jessica. If you two were, because clearly you're talking to multiple people at one time. Clearly you're getting to know multiple people at one time. If you two were getting vibes that you weren't someone's like first priority, how would you handle that? Because you know you're here and you're talking to multiple people. Just like you're talking to multiple people, they're talking to multiple people. But as it progresses and you realize that there may be somebody else, how do you handle that scenario?
God bless you. Bye. Because if I'm not number one, I'm definitely not number two. I will never be number two. I'll never
get
the
option.
But if
you're doing the same thing.
If I'm dating somebody and I know that I'm not their number one and I know they're not my number one as well.
No. I'm saying like, so in essence of the pods, you're dating multiple people. So you're getting to know multiple people at one time. If you may be feeling one guy and feeling another guy, but you're sort of kind of in the same situation where one guy may be feeling you, but also talking to somebody else. How do you navigate that? Because in real life, yeah, nobody wants to be somebody's number two. But in a situation where a pod's where we're here dating, almost casually speed dating, how do you yourself handle, okay, well, it might be somebody else in the picture?
See, here's
if
the
this
thing.
A scenario. Go ahead, Chuck.
I feel like because you know what you're getting into on this, there's no space for entitlement. Oh, you shouldn't be talking to other people. That is the whole premise of why we are here. We are supposed to talk to all of the people to ultimately narrow it down. However, if I know that I am talking to somebody, it's between, we're all dating other people, obviously, but if just like in this particular season, there were multiple instances where you could tell this person is not feeling me. If I'm picking up on that, I'm not going to linger. I'm going to say, it seems to me that you are uncertain, which you're entitled to be. However, I don't feel like being along when I can obviously tell if I'm not who you're into, you have a stronger connection with someone else. I will bow out gracefully. I've only known you for 10 days. I'll be all right. Because they're only in those pods for 10 days. That's it.
Del Carmen.
This is why I was pondering on the idea of whether or not AD knew or thought that, what's his name again? Clay was a black man. Because when this scenario happened back with, I can't even remember the season of the names, but the girl who knew she was second, like he picked someone else over her and then broke up with that person and picked her. They got together at the end of the show and then broke up later. The black guy and the young girl that was adopted. I forget her name.
Was it this season or last season?
It was about two seasons ago. Two or three seasons ago.
Are you talking about Bliss? Like, he completely chose someone else. He was, like, super neurodivergent. He chose somebody else, broke up with her, and then went and found Bliss, took her out on the boat, and then ultimately married her, came back to the reunion, and now they have a baby on the way?
No. Trash. No. Is that the light-skinned girl
trash
with the short haircut? That's the light-skinned girl with the short haircut?
No.
Her family's adopted.
You're talking about Ayana and Jared.
Yeah.
That was another situation of that happening. And they're divorced now. They didn't even make it a whole year.
Right.
No, they did not.
Right. That is the scenario where I would not have said yes, because she knew that he went with a whole different choice, and after having that conversation with him. Now, if you are contemplating between two people, I mm-hmm. can understand that, because you don't know what we look like. You're going off of vibes, right? And mm-hmm. it's you are making a life choice right now. Like, this is for life. You're getting married. This for life. You want to make the right choice. So I understand that contemplation, but not picking somebody and then that person doesn't pick you. So now you want to come back and talk to me. Oh, no, baby. No. Uh-huh. No, baby, no.
Absolutely. But I'm saying the same thing happened with Bliss the very next season. I believe Ayana was season 4. Bliss was season 5. And this man picked a whole nother woman. Now, he picked a whole nother woman, then took her on the little vacation they get to go on. And they didn't work out because they did not have proper sexual chemistry. He did not look like what she liked. She was super mean to him the entire time. They broke up. Before this man even got back to the United States, he was already texting Bliss, got her information from the producers, and was texting her. And she accepted. This dummy accepted his proposal. He chose another woman. And it's not just national TV, baby. Netflix is an international thing. You mean to tell me the world could see you embarrass me and chose another woman, then came back to me as sloppy seconds? Your mother. Your mother. Playing her face. Hell nah.
Listen. That is a no. That's absolutely a no. But can you please explain to me the not being chosen and then DMing the person while they're honeymooning with the person they chose?
If you change your mind, I'm here.
Okay, what is that? What is that?
Okay, I know H wants to slow walk this, but because Renata brought this up, I have to address it. And this is what made me have a bit of respect for AD, because she allowed herself to be played in her face as well on the show. But also, I loved how she pulled this girl aside at the little shindig, the lake house shindig. Like, but you knew he was engaged and you still DM'd him? I didn't do anything wrong, but you knew he was engaged and chose another woman. Why would you even give this man the time of day?
So I'm gonna play devil's advocate for majority of this conversation, and that's only because it's a pod and we need to fodder.
Absolutely.
I understand the perspective of, yeah, I knew you were engaged, but I see no wrong in me sending you a message saying, if it doesn't work out, holla.
Wait, what?
I see no wrong, because we're on a TV show, and I know the premise is at the end of this, you have to be engaged. You have to be engaged. If mm-hmm. you do not work out, hey, big head. Like, I'm not opposed to sending that text message if I'm on Love is Blind, and I know that you may have chosen somebody else. Especially now, because it's sight unseen.
But at that point, do you think they're like, now they can see each other on Instagram, they see the vibe. Do you think they feel like, oh, that he's not going to stay with her. I'm the better choice. And if he sees me, he might now feel like he needs to choose me. Come on.
I 100% felt that way for Jimmy and Jessica. I 100% felt that way for Jimmy and Jessica. When he chose Megan Fox. When he chose Megan Fox.
All the lies.
And he saw Jessica. I kept saying the entire time, when he realizes who he gave up for who he thinks
he's
getting.
But she said that.
Yeah.
She let him know. She let him know.
So
she let him know.
Because again, you don't know what the person looks like. So you go into this thing thinking, you're thinking the best because the conversation is dope. And you might be lusty because you just want to get to see who the person looks like. So you're like, yeah, you marry me. But if I'm in these pods, once the cameras go off, I'm having a conversation like, yo, I don't know about this marriage thing, but if we're really vibing, maybe we can keep talking after the show. That's just me. I'm going to repeat that point as we progress this conversation, but that's the conversation. That's the real life conversation that I would be having in these pods is, look, I don't know about the marriage aspect. I understand that's what they want us to do at the end of the show. But if we're in a good spot where we're talking, we're getting to know each other, and we're just vibing. Yeah. Let's figure out what this looks like after the show. Because I also want to know, is there a time limit when they're in the pods, or do they just go free reign?
What do you mean?
I feel like...
Go ahead, Del Carmen.
What do you mean? No, like, I was going to let you answer Chuck's question, because I'm going to take it somewhere else with Jimmy and Chelsea.
What do I mean by what?
You said, is there a time limit in the pods?
Yeah, how long, like, do they just let them go? Like, if me and you in a pod and we're talking for 3-4 hours, do they cut us off and say, hey, go to your next joint?
I think it starts off because you start out 15 women dating 15 men. So I think that part starts as a speed dating for the first day. And then as you progress through the 10 days, and you're cutting people that you know that you realize you don't have a connection with or just no longer interested in, then you get an extended amount of time with them.
I can see that. Okay.
Because you got to consider I forgot what season it was. I want to say it was season 4 with Brett and whoever he ended up marrying, because they did get married. They was in there long enough for Shorty to fall asleep. she fell asleep during a date, and the other women had to come wake her up. so I mean, you know, these are the things. So I think you get more time as the 10 days progress, contingent upon how many people you have on your list or connections that you have.
That makes sense.
All right. Carmen, before you take us to your Jimmy Chelsea point, I want you both right quick to give me your entry. You enter in the pod. What's the first thing you're throwing out in your New York accents? Chuck, you go first. First thing that comes to mind, you're in the pod. You're vibing with somebody. Go.
I'm a mother. If you can't handle that, then let's dead this now. because I'm not. This is what I disagreed with Jess saying, oh, I'm not going into it. No, you're not only a mother, that you are multifaceted. There are more things to you. But also, some people don't want to become parents immediately. And I'm gonna keep it a stack with you so I can move you out the way and let the next man come in place who wants to be there. I'm not going to waste your time, and I'm not going to waste mine. We only have 10 days.
Jacinda?
I'm torn between the same as I'm a mother, but my child is also 18, so it's not as crucial.
Big Priscilla, huh?
Mm-hmm. Princess
would be for Chuck. I think for me, it's about what is your relationship to marriage, your mindset around marriage, because in all honesty, and I've never been married, Hollywood, you're a married man, Chuck, you've had experience with marriage. So you, you both understand more than I do what it takes to get over the nervousness of saying I do, right? And these people are in this scenario where they're jumping into this I do because they love the idea of marriage.
Yeah.
But for me, it's more about like what, how serious are you about this? And I don't think that question is really asked in the way that it needs to be asked in terms of like, what does life look like together for them? A lot of them are like, oh, I'll fight for you. What the hell does that mean? I'll fight with you and for you. What are you talking about? You ready to fight for somebody who just told you no at the altar? You didn't even expect it. You fighting? Because that's what that means. You about to fight for that I do.
That and
all of that just goes down the drain.
Just another question, because you asked earlier what questions will we ask when we got in a pod, and I didn't get a chance to ask. I want to know what your finances look like. Tell me about all your debt.
Don't call me out on me not letting you answer the question. Don't do that.
I actually didn't mean it like that, but I mean
that cat coming up every season.
Like that was a big problem.
That had all the debt.
Barnett's wife, Amber. Barnett and Amber, yeah.
Yep.
And then last season, it was
Stacy and Izzy.
He was telling that girl father that he had his life together. He told that girl father that he was holding it down.
Stacy and Izzy. He said she wants to fly first class. This man booked her a helicopter rental.
Listen.
Stacy and Izzy, she was like, well, what do your finances actually look like? He was like, you know, it's not that big of a deal. What do you mean? What do you mean it's not that big of a deal?
Yeah. Hibiscus, you getting ready to say something about Chelsea? We're good.
Wait, before she gets to Chelsea, another question I'm going to ask is, are you married? Because people play in your face.
You gotta ask.
Wasn't it this season that they came in? He wasn't married, but he was engaged when he came to the show. Jeremy, I think it was, with a baby. And they were like, well, how do you know that he had a baby? And the lady was like, because that baby is my grandchild.
Oh, okay. All right.
So do they, other people don't disclose that they have children. So that's a thing as well.
Yeah.
Do you know about all your kids? Do they know about you?
They don't count if it's international waters. Del Carmen, what were you getting ready to say?
That's insanity. That is insane.
I keep going back and forth with this concept of like Jimmy really not wanting to be the bad guy on national television when dating Chelsea, when he saw Chelsea and she wasn't giving Megan Fox, and the way she was, oh my God. Ooh, child, the way she was stressing that man out in every episode about her insecurities. And he was just the piece in the middle of the... In the middle of the storm, that man was doing everything to keep it together. Like, I really think he just did not want to be that guy that, like, was like, yeah, I can't do this because you look nothing like what I expected you to
be. I don't understand how I was married before was not as big a news as I have a kid. Because I'm like, oh, you got a kid? I feel like that I had a kid was light. Like, oh, all right, whatever, you got a kid. But my nigga, you were married and it didn't work out, and you're trying to get married again.
In all fairness, though, she was very much a teenager, fresh out of high school when she got married the first time. She was only 18.
Old girl that had the kid was 18 when she had her kid. The same scenario.
Well, it's becoming a parent and not having to deal with an ex-spouse are two different things.
Those are
two different things. One,
but someone would make the comment of, well, for a guy, dealing with a baby father is probably worse than dealing with an ex that you may still have feelings for, or an ex that's like a best friend that you still hang around with. Because a baby father, I don't know what I'm getting into. I don't know what their relationship is like. I don't know if the nigga's nuts or, you know.
But the same could be said for the ex-husband, because she could play him up. Oh, we're good friends. We're this, we're that. And this guy be a tyrant. But again, Shorty, Jess, I believe her name was, the one with the baby. She said that, you know, they were friends as kids. They grew up together. You know, they had a baby. It didn't work. And they co-parent effectively. And that's it. There was no drama
what I thought about during that choice that he made was whether or not he was serious about this concept. Because when you get involved with someone with kids, yes, Jimmy, when you get involved with someone with kids and you're saying I do, like, that whole process automatically makes you a step parent. But if you're not serious about going to this altar and saying I do, and you're just on the show for clout, which it seems is becoming a trend with Love is Blind, then you don't want to get involved, because now you're not just breaking her heart, you're also impacting her kid.
Right.
Speaking on impacting the kids, why y'all let that man do that to that girl's nieces in front of her face?
Wait, what? We're here now. What?
We're here now.
First of all, can we back up? Let's back up. Let's wait. Because I know Chuck is going to unload the whole clip. Why they keep bringing Jesus into this? Why are y'all reciting Proverbs and all this stuff, knowing you about to go up there and play the fool?
That was very cringe. Very, very cringe.
What?
Hold on. I'm gonna do this for her own benefit. I'm gonna mute her until she gets to let the whole cannon go. But
she could go.
No. I want you, please, get, all right, so Clay and AD, he spent his entire time, Del Carmen, you and I are going to have this conversation before I let,
wait, before we get to Clay and AD, because I have to speak my piece on Chelsea and Jimmy, real quick, because I just want to say, Jimmy, like Renata said, Jimmy didn't want to look like an asshole on international TV, right? So he stuck it out as best as he could with Chelsea. But the reality is, Jimmy made his decision about Chelsea the first time she broke the whole purpose of the pod by telling him she looked like Megan Fox. Because the moment she said that, he was like, can we get married? He did that. He made that choice superficially and got when a nigga from the nigga in the wheelchair from American Dad and Family Guy popped up. he did a terribly honorable thing, especially when he sat down with Jess at the lake house talking about even still, to this day, you are my number one. Renata, please come off mute. I don't know what happened to H. He disappeared.
Why? Why? What? You said she looked like what?
Tell me she don't.
She does. She does. She absolutely does.
No, I need she to looks hear like. You say, I need to hear you say it again. She looks
no.
like. What?
Have you ever seen American Dad or Family Dad? The one that's in the wheelchair. She has a very strong face.
I can't.
Talking about like Janet Jackson. She got to go with the words, like Betty Jackson. And
the words of Charlemagne the God, she has big back behavior. Because she
Yo.
Told me, listen,
oh
when Trevor asked her in the pod, had we switched places and I had gone first, because remember, Trevor told her that he loved her first. And what did she do? She hid behind the pillows and slid off the couch, then had the very same reaction the next day with Jimmy. Right? Right. Trevor asked her, if we had switched pod times, if I had gone first, would your answer have been different? Would you have said yes to me? And she left that man in silence. And his response was, damn, I hate that for Jimmy. That sucks for him. And then when they got to his house and she saw him, when he was really her type, again, big back behavior, desperate and willing to settle because she knows that Trevor is more her style and she knows that man loved her. Like, I truly believe Trevor fell in love in 10 days and was ready to propose, like, all of it.
But, like, all right, so there's a lot of people that this year I got those vibes on. Jessica completely was head over heels with Jimmy. Head over
Absolutely.
Heels. Trevor was head over heels with Chelsea. It just sucks that the person on the receiving end wasn't as head over heels for them.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately chose to go another direction.
And that's all because Chelsea lied. All because Chelsea lied. If
Absolutely.
Chelsea never said she looked like Megan Fox, we would not be here.
Absolutely. I 3,000% agree.
Would be at that altar. And I'm going to tell you this. The whole scenario, I went to look at her and what she looks like currently. And I can't wait to the reunion to see how everyone shows up. Because she's definitely, like, lost weight and all the things. So she wouldn't be looking crazy present day after we see the shenanigans she was doing on that show.
Well, speaking about reunion, before we get there, we had to back up and speak about Love is Blind. Y'all need to cut the check. For me to do a whole episode on this foolishness.
We are giving great commentary is all I'm saying. You can put me back on mute now because I know y'all about to go to Clay and AD. And
We are. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we have before you yet another couple of We Vibe in the pods. When I see you, I may not be attracted to you, but you turn around and that gat is behind you. And now I'm sexually connected to you, but still not physically attracted to you. Renata, Hibiscus, Tina, I love that for you. By the way, those are all your names in my phone. Will you please talk to us about AD and Clay? Or you can just leave me out here.
So here's the thing. AD is a magnificent soul. Like, her spirit is just so, like, sweet and intentional. And she truly deserves the love she was hoping to find on Love is Blind. But baby girl was Risa Tisa out there. She was Risa Tisa out there. Because the red flags were waving, flailing all over the place. Why would you...
Don't double mute my mic, nigga.
Hides all of his deficiencies. And you still... Why?
Before the doctor goes, what I want to say about AD is that she was on the right path when he asked her how she looked and she got offended. She was on the right path.
Right.
She was on the right path. And the moment she saw him and saw that he was somewhat attractive to her, she threw all that out the window and it became about sex and sex appeal. And this is what I'm working with. And blah, blah, blah. So there was nothing for him to, and the pods he had to fight for you. Now you're basically giving it to him because you think he's attractive. And that's what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you're thinking with your kitten and when you're thinking with your baby leg. That's what happens when you don't... when it's all superficial. She had it when she like completely dismissed his, what do I look like? If she would have kept on to that, good.
When everyone was became visually familiar with each other of the opposite sex, and everyone, male and female, were obsessed with AD and her body, that was a distraction because now she felt like he's hot. He's a hot guy and I'm the hot girl. It was given, in her mind, it was given prom king and queen.
Mm. Mm.
And she was rolling with that whole scenario. Like she was living for that. That's why she, girl. Because there's no way, you can tell me there's no way that she would ignore that that man was not coming home at night and they hadn't even got to the altar. Excuse me? This is being recorded on national television. You're going to be here every night. Every night. We're going to sleep together every night. Why would you not be coming home? What? What does he do that would require him not to come home?
Maybe he was a manager at a condiment company.
No.
And...
No. Absolutely not. He was not coming home in the middle of telling you that he believes cheating is hereditary. Why did you say I do? Why? For what reason?
I'm gonna keep all this on them right now because I got a special segment about his mom and them because she deserves that lady. But before we get there, I will mute myself and let the good doc.
Wait, is the doc frozen? Because this bitch
she wrote a note. Go for it. Floor is yours.
Is she frozen?
You gotta unmute.
This you triple muted me.
Floor is yours.
I don't know if you can see me, Renata, but I've been over here.
I think she's frozen.
I can hear her. She might be frozen here, but I can hear her. She's talking to you. She's got a list of notes.
Oh, here we go.
She's got the light on. She was writing notes, and she has. I'm narrating this for those joining this audio adventure who won't see the visual. But please, go ahead.
Okay, so let's cut the bullshit about AD and Clay, right? Because that's exactly what it is. Let's start with the pods. She spoke to this man. She said she told her mother that based on her experience in the pods, this is someone I'd follow. First of all, in the conversations you had with this man that we saw, this man displayed no leadership qualities at all. If anything, he told you he was extremely immature. He told you that he was egotistical and needed his ego stroked.
And he tried to play it off as love languages, talking about, I need to be affirmed and I need words of affirmation. No, no, you just need to grow the fuck up. That's what it really is. Then, red flag number two, where she was telling him that she was interested in Matthew also, which was the whole premise of the damn show. This man gets mad, starts pacing the pod, punching air and pillows, screaming and cursing at her, telling her, I function with my ego. You know that. No, if you think that this is how you're going to speak to me when the whole purpose of us being here is to date other people and I've narrowed it down to two, you're insane. He showed every red flag. Then after first of all, he started sexualizing her in the pods. Let's talk about that. He already brought up the conversation of sex, the conversation of flirting. I'm not here to flirt with you right now. This is not mi gente. This is not Black Planet. This is not the call, dial in and hear my phone. Oh, you sound so sexy. Miss me with that. If I'm supposed to marry you, in 31 days. No, it's not. It's not Skonex. It's not MySpace.
MySpace, I'm about to say, come on, MySpace.
It's not the 888 or the 800 number where you dial in to talk to somebody, to phone a friend. It's not none of that. We are in these pods to not see each other, to get down to the nitty gritty. I don't want to know what your favorite color is. I want to know what you had for breakfast. I don't even want to sit here and paint with these cheap ass paints and these tiny ass easels with a portrait that I'm never going to take anywhere. I want to know what's up. What's your credit score look like? Can you buy a house? Did you take out any loans? Do you have any outstanding debt? Do you have a wife? Do you have a husband? Do you have children? Do you know your children? Do your children know you? Do you have a job? Are you an entrepreneur? You can be an entrepreneur, but is your business successful? These are none of the questions that they ask. This man has Airbnbs talking about he stayed in the Airbnb because he has an Airbnb and the next location was only an hour away. Well, how far were you from home, sir? And when I
these
tell
sound
you that
like
I have
the
problem,
side effects of mesothelioma.
Listen, he is an STD. Absolutely. Absolutely. There were just so many red flags. And you know what else pissed me off about him? Every time somebody would talk to him, his response was like, yep, uh-huh, yep, yeah, yeah. Like, not even letting them finish their statement, which means he was just responding. He wasn't even listening. Even when it came to his mother, he was, mm-hmm, yep, yeah, yeah. That's which so means true. You're not ingesting anything I'm saying. You're attempting to placate me. And nah. Then this dummy got caught up. Oh my God, but isn't he so cute? You know how many fine men are out there?
I said, oh my God. I just said the other day, this has to be the finest man she has ever dated because I cannot understand the
baby,
obsession.
She saw him and turned into a pile of body.
Yeah, it was over. Renata, I kind of agree with you that he might have been the first cute person she's ever been with, because she's probably used to the ugly ducklings. This might have been the first cute guy she's been with, and she lost her good sense.
Like, what? She was so excited about this boy, and I'm like, first of all, I know Chuck is coming back. When he was trying to get her to explain to him when he gets his ring, yo, man. I was done. Clay left my mind at that moment. There was no hope for Clay. When he wanted her to explain to him when he gets his ring, oh God, I can't take it. Did his father never wear a ring? Why does he not know where a wedding band goes?
Please, please, let's not bring his father up yet because I have a whole litany on him too. I got words for this thing. I can't
all you,
stand.
Chuck.
I can't all stand you. This milk dud head ass nigga, yo. Cannot. But let me get back to Clay real quick, right? And AD, because she got caught up on how cute he was, and he wasn't that cute. And I appreciate Jesse Wu, because this nigga was doing all that grinning and skinning and smiling with that side missing tooth. Mr. Entrepreneur, get an implant. Get an implant on national TV. Stop playing.
That's also, the other question in the pause. Do you have good health insurance? What that is your too. Health insurance plan?
Do you have a dental plan? Do you have all your teeth?
Oh my God.
Are these dentures, do you take these out at night? Do you put them in a cup and soak them?
Are we going to keep it a buck here? Because I feel like we've been keeping it a buck. Are we going to keep it a buck?
But absolutely, but I'm not done.
Hold on one second.
Go ahead.
Are we going to act like people don't send their best representatives out when they're trying to get to know somebody, and then once the puppy absolutely. Dog phase, where like, so it's not just the pods, that's real life. Like, people send their representative. They ask and say all the right stuff.
But then I think that just defeats the purpose of the damn show then. If you're not going to come up as yourself, like what I appreciated, what Jeremy and Laura, old girl that was dating Milton, her name was Lydia last year. This year it was Laura and Jeremy. Instead of coming all, now granted, they didn't end up together anyway. But granted, Laura and Jeremy didn't end up together anyway, but I like the way they handled the pods, where they, instead of upselling themselves, they told the worst things about themselves that made it determine, yes, I still want to be with this person, or no, I don't. I think they were two people who did the experiment properly.
I think they were also older than everyone else.
Right.
Which, I don't know, is a maturity thing, I guess. Or their past dating experiences that let them know better.
Right.
But I'm going to let you continue with Clay and AZ, because what I have to say about, Clay and AD is at the post-altar scenario.
Okay, so another red flag is this man constantly telling her that he fears cheating. Cheating is a choice. It's not genetic. There's no cheating gene. If niggas is gonna nig, niggas is gonna nig. That's a choice that you're making. And there have been plenty of experiences where you see your parents do things and you can determine as a grown person, I am going to do this and emulate what I see, or I am going to move away from it. Now, I took that as him saying exactly what he said at the altar. It would be wrong for me to engage in this with you right now, knowing I'm not ready to settle down. Like, he kept telling her, and she still wasn't getting in the picture. She was my man, my man, my man. No, not so. Not so. And again, once they got out the pods, it was mad superficial. Damn, girl, look at you. I know I'm looking good. Damn, look mm-hmm. at that ass. Look at them hips. Look at them thighs. Even when she walked up the altar.
Mm-hmm.
Then what made it even worse was when they got to the lake house, right? And Jeremy made the bean dip joke, which is a titty slap.
Mm-hmm.
I would have checked that as a partner of somebody, joke or not, I would have checked that immediately. And you did not. What did you do? You laughed it off with everybody else because you thought it was a joke. And in that moment, even though AD seems like she's very vocal, stuff like that with other men can be very uncomfortable. And I know women sometimes laugh things off when they are uncomfortable, not to shake any tables or just because they don't know how to respond in a fight or flight situation. Sometimes you freeze, anything. He did not say anything. He didn't check it. Nothing. I did not like that. Then I already addressed him not coming home. My issue even more so was that she told him, and he was extremely dismissive of how she felt about it. Even if
so
it wasn't
what's the
something,
problem?
Even if it wasn't something that you could change immediately and was something that had to, you know, happen gradually, the fact that you acknowledge it and then say, well, you know what? I will do my best to make sure that I'm home. Or if I can't be home, I'm going to let you know ahead of time. I'm going to effectively communicate with you. Listen, I got caught up. This is what's happening. Communication and just conversation goes a very long way. Now, let's get to this man's father. Clay's father. The fact that you would take your child with you on cheating trips is insane. First of all.
Insanity.
Second of all, the father, Clay said in his confessional that when his father spoke with him before his wedding, that was the most he had ever poured into him in his life. But this man spoke
about... He didn't
pour
into him. He was talking about his sports accolades. That makes sense. Yeah, you know, when I played golf and I hit that ball at one time and then I caught the touchdown and then it was...
Which speaks a lot about the guidance Clay has had all his life.
The lack thereof. Mm. And the fact that Clay interpreted that as being poured into and nurtured in that moment is another red flag.
And which is why he was so... felt like AD had grew him up. What? We've known each other for 2 minutes.
Oh, and then his stupid ass and enabling friends talk about, yeah, man, you're more vulnerable. No, he's not. What he has become, he has dropped the filter of giving a damn what anybody thinks. And he's just saying what it is at this point. He doesn't have to care what anybody thinks. Before, he had to act like he cared. Now, he just doesn't. That's it. But also, let's talk about his daddy real quick. Again, which shows you the superficial relationship that Clay has superficial relationships with everybody, I think, except his mother. Because his mother seems to be the only one with common sense. And then maybe she doesn't. Huh?
I said true queen. That black woman is a true queen. She handled that whole thing with grace, and she read that man for filth so delicately.
I was so grateful she did.
Yeah,
I want to see her at the reunion show.
And the way the father tried to play in her face, oh, well, then if Clay needs a good woman, he needs to find a good woman like his mother. Nigga, but you didn't treat me right, and you had me. I was so glad when she said that, because it's so often that women who are cheated on, they learn about the things that have happened to them that they didn't even know about. They still placate and stroke men's egos to make that, you know, to not, again, not shake any tables or not, you know, cause any commotion. I was so, the way she handled it, it was graceful. She still said what she needed to say, still got him in check. And Mommy, you know, it was great. Yes, son. No ice cream. You just had donuts. But it just,
I like Clay, when she Clay told him me. Basically a lot of the stuff I didn't know until he told me just now. And when he said, yeah, he needs to find a good woman like you. No, you had a good woman and you mistreated me. Let's not act like you were this prince that treated me right. No, he didn't learn that from you.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't learn that from you. And we ain't gonna make this about you. She got them together real good.
She did. I just, you know what else I hate? I hate that AD's mother was so caught up on him. That's a good man. No, he's not. I felt like I was watching Waiting to Exhale. That's a good man, Savannah. No, he's not. This nigga's trash. This thing is wild trash.
I was saying, so me and my wife, when we watch Love is Blind, we have this thing where we say, I wouldn't embarrass you at the altar. We would be talking the entire time on the honeymoon about what the plan is. If the plan is that we're not going to get married, but we're doing this for a check, we need to make sure that we're on the same page so that neither one of us is made a fool on TV. If we ain't doing this, let's decide before we get there, hey, look, I don't know if this is going to work. We might need to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, real quick sidebar about AD, because she had her whole family out there with those babies and everything. Do you think
that they really family? Because I didn't think that was a family. I think they didn't look nothing alike, but whatever.
Well, I don't think that's what I'm saying because I have a sibling of mine. You wouldn't even be able to tell that we're sisters, but that's my sister, nonetheless.
I want to know, do you all think she was hustling her way to the altar? Like, she needed to get to the altar one way or the other, and if it was going to be Clay, then let's do it. But I need to be visible. I need to be on the show. I need to make this work for me, no matter what happens. Well, you think she was really into Clay and was ready to marry him? Well, she said, yeah. So
listen, with them tears, the way that girl cried, she has to be a hell of an actress.
Can I ask y'all, would y'all would have taken a hug after you being left at the altar?
He could not see me. That he first of all, the last time he would have seen me was at that altar, because I would have told him, I'm not filming another moment with him. Do not let him come here, or you are going to have to hold me back. Keep him wherever he at.
She about to turn her car over. She about to turn her car over.
Keep him wherever he's at, or you're going to have to hold me back. You decide. Nope. No, thank you. Nope. The audacity. Did she realize how crazy she looked in that post-altar scene?
Damn.
No. Word on the street is they spent Thanksgiving together, so she... Go ahead, Chuck. Sorry.
She about to turn that car over. She about to turn the car over.
I don't know if you could do this, H, but if you can, please enter the parental advisory sticker right here for the language.
I got you.
Because the unmitigated fucking gall of this nigga. First of all, I told you an episode or two ago that if you play in my face at that altar and say no, there's no us after the altar. We are not dating anymore. I don't want to be bothered with you. Then you play in my face at the altar. I look at my family and be like, y'all ready to go? Because she was ready to go at that point. She left. This man comes in a room and asks, are you okay? Do I look like I'm fucking okay? On international TV, you just mortified me. You just told me no. You just told me I wasn't it. I was not the one. No, I'm not her. I'm not rejecting you. This nigga gaslit her through that entire scene. Then asked her for a hug. And this is why I say women in uncomfortable situations, it's either flight, fight, or freeze. Because I don't think she knew what to say or do. Because the moment he would have walked in the door and asked if I was okay, we would have been throwing hands. We would have been scrapping. She had already changed her shoes to her slides. We would have been throwing hands, face and titties tear streaked and all. We would have been throwing hands. You hear me? You hear me? And then, nigga, I wore this bum ass necklace you got me that don't even match with what I got on. I got on these eggshell grade A egg ivory pearls with my non-existent edges out because I got an updo with a U-part weave. And you got the nerve to ask, I did my own damn makeup, and you got the nerve to ask me, am I okay, and can you get a hug?
I'm not rejecting you. Nigga, you said no to me. What you mean you not rejecting me?
Oh, first of all.
What do you mean? All, are you dumb? Are you extra dumb?
So the no pissed me off, but I became enraged when he was standing there talking about how finances confuse him and
incense.
Listen out all these things about her that let him say no, but all this time he's been saying you're not ready. So what is it really, child? He was never attracted to her. Nobody could tell me he was attracted to her and wanted to marry her.
Do y'all remember Chris and Paige from Married at First Sight?
I don't know them.
All right, so Chris and Paige, it was essentially the same scenario. I'm gonna send y'all a link for the season of Married at First Sight, and y'all might curse me out after you watch it, because it was the same thing. You had a girl who the guy wasn't attracted to her, and Married at First Sight is different because you literally get married. Your first time seeing him is at the altar. Similar to Love is Blind. Well, no, that's not you, because you see him before and you have the honeymoon before. But anyway, he was very superficial, very arrogant, very egotistical about what he was doing and how he was moving. Saw the girl at the altar, and you can't say no at this point. Saw the girl at the altar, they get married, but you can tell that he wasn't attracted to her. But she had that gat behind her, and he was very into how she looked sexually. I'm gonna send you the link. And it's literally the same scenario as AD and Clay. But what I will say, as we wrap this up, Love is Blind, thank you, Nick Lachey. Thank you for this gem of television that you've allowed us to watch. But folks, if y'all gonna go up there cloud chasing, not really go up there to fulfill the purpose of finding somebody, don't waste your time. Or maybe you can. Give us something to watch for another 3-4 seasons. But if your success rate is 1 out of 6 couples get married at the end, I don't know if it's going to be much of a show going forward.
Close remarks. People dropping off like flies at the honeymoon, and when they moved in, what was the black guy's name? The one with the twisties.
Oh no, he heard Dr. Umar's voice. Dr. Umar was giving him tongue lashes.
AD was Dr. Umar for him. Remember, AD, Dr. Umar, he was like, but you're a black man, and she's going to be raising black children. Yeah. Are you ready for that?
That man heard Umar and said, let me pull this emergency brake right quick. Let me get out of this.
Ooh, yeah.
That man was in his phone, like he was looking for the recipe. He was looking for the recipe for cream pies. That nigga was in his phone.
Yo, I can't. Oh, child.
Closing remarks from both of you guys. This has been great. I knew this was going to be golden once I saw your responses. Renata won your Facebook post. And then when Chuck said she wasn't caught up, I said, oh, I know this is going to go out of here as soon as the three of us get to speak. So, any closing remarks, ladies?
I still believe in Love is Blind. The first season, I really fell in love with the concept of this show and the story of Laura, Cameron and Lauren.
Yes, yes.
Shout out to them. They're still married and happy and living a best
life.
I was telling my wife, so is
Barnett and Amber. They do hosting together. Those two couples.
That's so cute. So, yes, I love it. And I just hope that we get back to a place where people are intentional about being on the show and creating a beautiful life together, because I don't know what Love is Blind is today. I don't know what it is.
It's a means to an end. It's a check for most people. And I feel like that's what it's boiled down to is, hey, how long do I need to be on here? What does my check look like?
if I'm on here for the full episodes. What does it look like if I make it and get married? But I don't understand. Well, I get it. Everybody's human. You horny. The other person horny. You go on a honeymoon. You
get a boy.
You schmangling the entire time. You ain't got no time to talk. You in there sliding and dividing. You hear me? You getting to
tapping
it.
And slapping.
You in my other to it.
My other thought is, y'all think they won't bring it to New York because they think they'll need like security?
Yes.
1,000%.
But also now, in New York's defense, Atlanta's ratchet as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they started.
Well,
that's where they started.
Well, on a closing note, you said earlier, you have to ask, do you have a wife or do you have a husband? And to start in Atlanta, that would have been a perfect question. Ladies, I thank you for joining.
Yo, why you keep cutting me off? You don't let me do my remarks. What's up with that? Again.
Do your remarks. No more. Please. Come on. I'm sorry. Don't do that to me.
Renata said she still believes in love is blind. I'm going to just say I still believe in love because the is blind can kiss my ass. So it's like a train wreck that you can't look away from. You hope for the best, but you know it's going to be chaotic and catastrophic. And it was. I've never seen so many couples not make it to the altar. That bachelorette party was corny.
Fam, first off, here's where you know you messed up. When they put you on a cover art, I'm starting to see a pattern. When they put you on a cover for the season, just know, okay, these people about to be in some BS. These people about to be into some BS.
Netflix but made them tattoos, temporary tattoos. Are they significant other's faces?
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. What's her name? Yes, they did. What's her name? The little Spanish joint, the Latina joint, had
she did
a temporary tattoo of Johnny's face right here.
Mom. Oh, she did.
I cannot.
That's good night.
No, I'm gonna let you go. All right, I'll let you go with your closing remarks, and then we can get out of here. Dell, you said you don't believe love is blind, but doctor, can you bring us home with your closing remarks?
Yes, I still definitely believe in love. I wish better for these people because there are people who do come on these shows intentionally looking for love, and unfortunately, they get their emotions tied up. They prepare themselves for falling in love quickly, only to sometimes be devastated. So for people like AD who seemed like she really went on there looking for love, I want better for y'all. And I hope that you're willing to put aside the superficial, embrace the experiment that it is outside of the pods, and still hold on to those jewels and those gems, and not just kick everything you've learned and experienced to the side when you get in person. Just proper healthy love. That's those are my closing remarks for everybody.
Healthy love. RDC, one last question, and then we're gonna ask for TV shows or movie suggestions from both of you. But RDC, do you think this generation is doomed with finding love in any essence, any form?
I actually, because y'all know, I blame the crack epidemic and the AIDS epidemic of the 80s and 90s for the reason that I'm single today. Because no one wants to acknowledge that those two eras have impacted the quality of life for people in their 30s and 40s right now.
Absolutely.
But I don't think we're doomed. I think we are looking to the wrong examples of love. everyone watches like social media and like compares themselves to that, and that's not the comparison. That's not the goal a lot of times, because there's not enough information there, and it's a facade and it's inauthentic. And I think when people start to remember what love actually is and what it should do at work in our lives, they'll start to seek that truth in others. But until then, I'm not even playing in the dating pool. I'm not even hanging out in it. I don't even think it has chlorine in it, which means it's just infested.
It's germy water.
Water is another whole nother word for what it really is. Ladies, I need to show a movie suggestion before we get out of here.
Movie suggestions?
Show or movie?
The Bodyguard on Netflix. The Bodyguard on Netflix. It's a series that actually was on, I think, BBC, and it got canceled.
Y'all know I'm an MJ fan, and he didn't touch those boys. So y'all should definitely watch The Making of We Are the World if you haven't already on Netflix.
What else is good? And a show that I rewatch faithfully, New Girl. It never stops being funny to me.
New Girl on Netflix?
New Girl is not on Netflix anymore. It's on Hulu, if I'm not mistaken. But watch that. The Bodyguard was good. I'm a bit of a nerd. The new Avatar, The Last Airbender was good. A Netflix series. It's a short series. It's only 3 episodes. American Nightmare. I'm done. American Nightmare was insane. Okay. Insane.
Wait, do you guys watch Young, Famous, and African?
No, but I will if you tell me it's the same level of debauchery as...
Oh my God, please, this 2 seasons in Young, Famous, and African is something, my Lord.
All right, so I'm going to put both of your shows at American Nightmare and Young, African, and Famous. And what was the show you said that the people can catch you on? Because that's going to be the show that I'm going to suggest.
Oh, Blood, Sweat, and Heels.
Blood, Sweat, and Heels will be my choice. Support the peoples. Get your cream pies. Get your RDC.
Wait, you're on Blood, Sweat, and Heels?
Just the first episode. Daisy, it was a good friend. Daisy Llewellyn. Rest in peace, my darling.
Let me put a add to my list there.
So should they watch? You know what? I'm just going to leave it. Blood, Sweat, and Tears, American Nightmare, and Young, African, and Famous. Folks, get your excuses ready. Love may be blind, but your boss is not. You need a good excuse if you're going to call out of work. Ladies, I enjoyed this conversation, and I hope you did as well. Hope it's not the last time that we brunch. Amen? Commune together. And such a platform. Please get home safe. And that's all I got. Thank you, both of you. Love you both.
Thank you for having us.
Whenever you're ready, invite's always there. Just tell me, drop the link. I don't even need, hey, yo, are you free? Just drop the link and we'll get to it. So,
say less.
That's awesome. And on a Women's Month, you guys go ahead and enjoy and support Black women, not only their businesses, but them as movers and shakers in this messed up, cruel world that we live in, and every venue and every stream of entertainment support Black women. I can't stress that enough. And until next time.
Later, y'all.
Good night.